your reaction to the Raiders relocating to Vegas? Is that creating an awkward situation? How do you view it?
Well, you know, whatever's best for the league, I'm on board. You know, obviously, the Oakland fans are great fans, and you feel bad for the fans. This game's about the fans, so they're losing a great franchise in Oakland. But whatever's best for the league moving forward, you know, Vegas is a great city, obviously. You know, everyone loves to go to Vegas. So to have football in Vegas is going to be new, but exciting.
How's this experience been for you? I know everything's kind of a first as a head coach. Yeah. How is the league meetings? I know you're only kind of halfway through it, but how's it going so far?
It's been great. It's been informative for me. You know, it's been fun. You know, to see all the head coaches here, the GMs here, and talking through football issues. You know, that's always fun.
The left tackle thing I was telling you has kind of taken on a life of its own. Where are you with that in terms of your comfort level, the ability to find a solution with still a lot of time until you would put the pads on?
Absolutely. If we play tomorrow, you know, that guy's in our building between Watson and Stevenson. Okay, we don't play tomorrow, so that's a nice problem to have. Okay, we get the draft in a couple weeks. We've got free agency still going on right now, so you know, whoever becomes available that can help us in any position, okay, we're going to explore. You know, but obviously the draft's coming up, and you know, it's some good players that can draft that left tackle. You know, but we're picking 20. Everyone wants the tackles in the draft. You know, so being at 20 could be a problem. But whoever can help us in the draft at any position, we're going to explore.
Do you enjoy the draft evaluation process, going through the film of all these players like Jarm does?
Absolutely, I enjoy it because it's the future of the league. You know, and you can't draft them all, but over time, you're going to, you know, see these players play. You know, they become free agents in, you know, 3 or 4 years down the road. So seeing every player that comes in the draft, it's an awesome study to do.
They're good at blocking stuff out. Most people in your position are, but you got to think around town. There's got to be plenty of people telling you to draft this guy, draft that guy. We know one guy with ties to Denver and ties to the franchise. Do you appreciate that from the fans, their input?
Absolutely. It's a fans game. But you have to draft the best player for that slot, along with need. You know, no one drafts need only, okay? No one drafts best player only. It's a combination of both, in my opinion. If it's a guy there that fits that value, that fits a need, it's a slam dunk. Why not, right? You don't want to reach for a need in a draft because that player never hits his value, okay? And it won't be the player's fault. It's your fault for drafting him that high. So it's a combination of need and value, in my opinion.
Has anything changed in your mind with the quarterback situation? Obviously, you can't talk about Romo because he's under contract.
Right.
Where does that stand? Have you gained more comfort, perhaps, because you've been in the building and getting a better feel for where the organization
is? Absolutely. We've got two young quarterbacks that we feel really good about. Okay, one played a bunch of ball last year in Trevor, and Paxton is a first-round pick for a reason. He's a talented guy. That's got a bright future, you know, maybe now, maybe a year from now. But we have two young guys that we feel really good about. Again, I've said it 10 times. This team won 9 games last year with two rookie quarterbacks, okay? And probably could have won 10 or 11, guys. So we feel strong about our two young guys. Okay, they're both good guys. Their teammates like playing for them, okay? And it's going to be a spirited competition. I'm looking forward to it. Okay, whoever wins the job wins the job. And whoever's the backup, guess what? He's going to be better for it, okay? And our future at quarterback is better than most. We've got two young guys that can play that are young guys. So moving forward, in the future here, okay, we're going to be in good shape at quarterback.
With not only the guys you'll pick this year in the draft, but some of the young returning guys, how important in the process of developing and maximizing the draft pick is what you as coaches will do to coach them up?
That's so important because no one's drafting perfect players. Okay, but when you draft a player to your system, and that's important, to your system, okay, you have to make sure every year he's getting better and better in your system. Okay, no one's drafting perfect players, but you have to draft to your system offensively and defensively. If you do that, you don't waste picks.
With the draft around the corner, I imagine you and John are having even more conversation. I'm sure you talk plenty. How's it going in general, the working relationship with you and John with the draft on the horizon, kind of past the start of free agency?
Well, first of all, John's done a great job in free agency, you know, thus far. Okay, our goal was to solidify our big guys, offensive line, defensive line. That goal was accomplished. You know, going forward with the draft, you know, I'm sitting with John every day and watching every prospect in the draft. So it's gonna be a group effort, okay, and picking players. But the work's going to be done, you know, and that's what's important in the draft process. Put the work in, okay, find the best players for your system and draft them.
Has there been a moment as a former quarterback where you sat there and you're like, damn, I'm sitting here with John Elway. He really knows this game. Has that creeped in once?
I guess a little bit. But John's a smart guy. You know, I mean, he's been in football his entire life. I mean, he can recognize talent. That's one thing about John versus a normal GM type. I mean, he was a great player. I mean, he has great instincts when it comes to seeing players, you know, and identifying with players that would help us win. That's one of John's great traits, in my opinion. His instincts are awesome.
At this point in the offseason, how far along are you guys in developing the offensive playbook?
Well, most of it's probably almost done. The players show up April 10th, and our first install is April 11th. You know, so Mike and his staff done a great job of combining systems, keeping some stuff from last year as far as terminology, but putting Mike's system in play. So April 11th is the first install, you know, and hopefully we have a chance to have 10 different installs three different times between phase one, between the phase two and OTAs, okay, before training camp. So the players should hit four times before we play our first game. That's the goal.
You could have gone as early as April 3rd. Why did
yes.
you pick the 10th?
Well, because April 10th gave us the opportunity to go straight through. Okay, April 3rd would have had a 1 week off, you know, in the middle somewhere. We don't want that. Players don't want that. They want to work through, okay, have a great offseason, get the vacation, and come back. You know.
What are the two new guys on the offensive line, Ron Leary and Menelik Watson? Mm-hmm. What do they add aside from weight,
right.
obviously?
Well, Leary, I thought, was the best guard in free agency, okay? And he's been a part of a culture in Dallas that's pretty good offensive line play, attitude, okay? So that's what he's going to bring. I mean, he's obviously a good player. He's a big, strong guy, but he's going to bring a different mentality to our offensive line, okay? That team in Dallas was run first, okay? And it was on their terms, okay? If we could become that, it'll make us better.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
All right, guys, thank you, guys. Yeah.